All human things are subject to decay, and when fate summons, monarchs must obey. This Flecno found, who, like Augustus, young was called to empire and had governed long. In prose and verse was owned without dispute through all the realms of nonsense absolute. This aged prince, now flourishing in peace, and blessed with issue of a large increase, worn out with business, did at length debate to settle the succession of the state. And pondering which of all his sons was fit to reign and wage immortal war with wit, cried, "'Tis resolved, for nature pleads that he should only rule who most resembles me. Shadwell alone my perfect image bears, mature in dullness from his tender years. Shadwell alone of all my sons is he who stands confirmed in full stupidity. The rest to some faint meaning make pretense, but Shadwell never deviates into sense. Some beams of wit on other souls may fall, strike through and make a lucid interval, but Shadwell's genuine night admits no ray. His rising fogs prevail upon the day. Besides, his goodly fabric fills the eye and seems designed for thoughtless majesty. Thoughtless as monarch oaks that shade the plain and spread in solemn state supinely reign. Heywood and Shirley were but types of thee, thou last great prophet of tautology.